USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump, speaking in the Rose Garden at the White House daily coronavirus briefing, asked by a reporter if the guidelines will change as coronavirus spikes in some states. The president's answer?
The guidelines will be very much as they are, maybe even toughened up a little bit. But they're having a big impact. They're having a tremendous impact, and we're starting to see it.
President Trump also asked where thousands of ventilators are being sent from the national stockpile.
We've been sending a lot to Michigan and various other states. We'll probably send some additional ones to Michigan. New York's been doing very well, but we can add some more to New York. We're adding them to the areas that are having a problem. Even Alabama all of a sudden flared up a little bit, as you saw over the last couple of days, and we'll send them down to Alabama. So we have 10,000. We kept them for this very specific purpose.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they could help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
I just want to thank the data team that's working day and night to get, I usually get my data about 2 a.m. from them, and they assimilate all the data from all the states.
That's Dr. Deborah Birx at the latest White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing. She's asked about all the models and where each state stands with the number of people infected.
And when you look at all of the states together, all of them are moving in exactly the same curves. And so that's why we really believe this needs to be federal guidance, so that every state understands that it may look like two cases today that become 20, that become 200, that become 2,000. And that's what we're trying to prevent. And I think states still have that opportunity, but they're going to have to do all of these recommended. I mean, these recommendations are recommendations that the globe is using. And so we really do recommend that every governor, every mayor looks very carefully and ensures that their communities are utilizing these guidance.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are now more corona cases in the state of Maryland, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has put in place a stay-at-home order for residents due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Democratic governor made the announcement after a spike in COVID-19 cases across the state.
In 2 weeks' time, the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia areas could look like New York and the tri-state area.
Hogan says Maryland residents should not be leaving their home unless it's for an essential job or essential reason, such as obtaining food or medicine. Anyone who violates the order could be found guilty of a misdemeanor and could face jail time or a fine of up to $5,000. I'm Tim Berg.
New dates have been scheduled for the Tokyo Summer Olympic Games, which were supposed to be held at the end of July in Japan. But with so many international players involved, the event had to be postponed.
Having been postponed because of the coronavirus, an International Olympic Committee spokesman now says what were supposed to be the 2020 Summer Games will begin on July 23, 2021, and the closing ceremony is set for August 8th. The IOC and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe had already agreed to postpone the Games for about a year because of the pandemic. It's the first postponement of the Games since the modern Olympics began in the 19th century. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.